104.7 Adelaide's Triple M ruined its for breakfast, Roo. Big day down at the Albert and Oval tomorrow. It all starts at 11:30 in the morning.
Yeah, a bit of a trial game with Port Adelaide. A's and B's. Yes, yep. NFL sides are getting a run as well. It's that time of the year, and the coaches need to find out who's going to be in for round one. So we thought we'd better get the Crows coach on. Matty Nix, he joins us now. G'day, Nixie.
Ruin Dicks, how are you?
Good, yep, mate. How's the summer been?
It's been great. Yeah, it's been a really positive off-season. Had a lot of guys doing a fair bit of work in the break, and they've come back pretty fit. So we've hit it all guns blazing.
There aren't many hit-outs before round one. Do you have to just about play full strength this week and next week?
Yeah, well, as close as we can. We've put together 26 that'll play in the second game. So that's the, you know, what we would probably say are the probables. And I think Port are doing something similar around 26, 25. So I think both will be having a crack. It's only two pracky games against opposition. And as you guys would know, it's you get sick of playing against yourselves after a while. So we're really looking forward to tomorrow.
You only got three players out, Talia, Dude, and Crouch, sort of the bigger names that are not in the side. Is Talia a chance for round one, or is he more than likely going to be a little bit later?
Oh, look, he's a chance, Roo. He's doing a lot of work at the moment through rehab, and he's pushing himself to the limit. So actually coming back into training will be interesting for him, because he's working so hard at the moment, but it is a different dynamic when you do get him, you know, that sort of, I guess, unprepared for change of direction.
Yep.
That is footy. So we'll have to see how he goes over the coming weeks. It looks like he'd probably be in next week from a training point of view with the group. And then it's, you know, if we fast-track him through to round one, I don't think we'll take too many risks with Tails. If it does come down to that round one, we may have a look at two or three.
Matty, I want to ask you about the game in general. Last year, we saw a lot of tight, low-scoring contests. Now, a lot of people are critical of that. I actually don't mind it. I just like seeing a good, hard game of footy. Do you expect any change this year to the start? I know they've brought in this new, you know, standing on the mark rule to try and open things up, but do you expect to see a big change in the game at all?
I think the game's always evolving. I think that's what coaches do. We try to find the next the advantage. We try and find what it is that's going to take teams by surprise. So these things are going to happen organically. You're going to get coaches come in and say, well, it is a bit of a lockdown at the moment. Richmond's strength, and they are the benchmark, their strength has been to lock sides down and then in the end run all over sides in the last quarter when those sides try to be a little bit more attacking. So, look, I think we saw it from Port Adelaide last year. They were a lot more attacking. They took on the corridor. You know, they took a lot more of a chance. They were right up there in the mix towards the end. And so you'll see some coaches this year that will adopt a similar tactic. The rule change is an interesting one, whether that brings in a little bit more fast play, a little bit more roll, get it moving quicker.
Do you think it will?
Yeah, look, it's hard to say. I just hope it's, you know, it's a tough one for the umpires. It's a tough one. I think what you will see is teams with the ball will definitely go a little faster. They'll try and take the man on the mark out of it. It'll just be a matter of whether the umpires have to over-umpire and we end up with 50-metre penalties. That'll be the challenge. But I hope that's not the case. I hope it does speed the game up, because ultimately we all want to see an exciting spectacle, whether that's, it's not necessarily a scoreboard. It's just how that footy moves, and it's not locked down stoppage after stoppage. So we'll have to wait and see.
One of the big changes is longer quarters again. There's probably going to be another 7 minutes on every quarter. So times that by four, it's basically another full quarter. You've got a young list. Are they ready for that?
Yeah, we are. Look, I mean, I guess a lot of coaches will be looking at their list saying, oh, it suits us. But for us, it definitely suits us. We've got, you know, Lockie Scholl, Chase Jones, we've got Ben Key, Sloan, Matty Crouch. These guys, they like a grind. You know, they're good long-distance runners, really good 2K time trialists. So it suits those sort of guys to play a full quarter out or close to it. The challenge will come for some of the guys who are explosive that prefer a shorter quarter. I thought we saw that last year. You know, a lot of the guys that stood out last year in the shorter quarters were those burst players that have a lot of power and can do it time after time. But when you're getting into a 30-minute quarter, that becomes tougher and tougher. So hopefully that does suit us. You know, we've got some guys that can get up and down the ground, and it might be something that we get an advantage from.
Matty, very tough year for you and the club last year. What are your expectations this year? Do you put any sort of goal on it?
Yeah, oh, look, I mean, there's a lot of goals we put in place of around performance, around, you know, the brand we want to put out there. No goals as far as, you know, what everyone's looking for, which is win. Like, how many are you going to win? How many? I mean, that's the outcome of a product we put out there. Last year was a challenging year for everyone. We had as many, if not more, challenges than any side in the comp. But that's, you know, happiness comes from solving problems. So we're in a good space at the moment. We've got a group that are hungry to play footy. We've put, you know, we've left no stone unturned this off season. We have trained at the level. So the endeavour will be there. You know, our effort from a playing point of view on a Saturday, we get our first chance to put it out there this weekend against a really good side. So I can't wait to see what they put out.
Yep, fair enough. Now, I want to ask you, all footy fans love a father-son. We all get excited by that, the sons of. Now, James Rowe, how's he tracking? Yeah. I'm hearing a lot of good things about him.
Yeah, Jimmy's, Jimmy's a slightly more mature recruit. You know, you talk a couple of years and it can make a big difference. He's played at the highest level of SANFL, and he excelled at that. He was the leading goal kicker in the competition, hugely influential for his side, you know, through finals footy. Yep. So he comes in, he's still learning. That's the best part about Jimmy. He's wide open to anything. He wants to develop even further. He's a worker. So, you know, we're not wasting time trying to teach him how to work. And he's quite exciting. He knows where the goals are. He's one of those players that just, you know, if he gets an opportunity within 50, he's scoring more often than not. So really enjoyed working with him, and I know he's going to be a really important part of our future.
Great stuff. Good on you, Matty. Have a good day at Alberton tomorrow, and good luck for the year.
Thanks, guys. Appreciate it.
Good on you. There he is, Crows coach, Matthew Nicks.